Welcome to Rural Ruckus Radio and Podcast. I'm John Munson. I'm your host. And today we have with us, again, Paul Coles from Compeer Financial. And Paul was our guest in our last show. And he sort of set the stage for what's sort of the vision and mission of Compeer. And we're really happy to hear about sort of the unique position they've taken in rural America, sort of that leadership role that they've taken, but the unique view on kind of how they view those partnerships and how they view some of the opportunities that they see in those communities across rural America. One thing I wanted to highlight, Paul, before we bring you on is you spoke in the last show about rural communities and how important it was rural communities were. And in the vision statement, having been a part of Compeer and having been a part of that process, you didn't say rural America. That was interesting to me. You said rural communities. And I remember the conversation about that. And I even remember making a point when we were having the conversation about our vision statement that rural communities are about people. Rural America is a marketplace. And I recognize that Compeer Financial operates in a marketplace, but rural communities are really about the people that live there. Why is that distinction so important from your standpoint? And then let's start talking a little bit about some of the business units that you lead, Paul, and we'll start talking more about some of the challenges we see in those marketplaces as well.
Well, the people are who make up rural communities, and it's rural communities that make up rural America. Mm-hmm. So part of the reason that, and it was largely your leadership, John, but part of the reason the organization shifted, and we actually did in our previous statement talk about rural America, and it was a shift, right? And it was a shift that you led, and it was really because the story of people in rural communities who are wanting to make lives better for themselves, for their children, for their communities is what matters. I don't want to sound trite or corny, but there's an emotional connection, right? People want to see their communities get better, improve. They want to be a place where people want to stay, want to come to. Right. They want their communities to be vibrant. And so as we talk about communities, we really have an opportunity to talk more about individual people, individual businesses, a local view about what they want to be, right? Not what somebody else wants them to be, but what collectively does a community, a group of 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people and their businesses and their families, what do they want to be? Yeah. And so the opportunity to think about, about the uniqueness that exists, whether it's in Southern Minnesota or, Northwestern Illinois or, Eastern Wisconsin, there are unique characteristics to those local communities. And so that's part of the reason, right? We wanted to bring it down to the local level. And as you said, not just talk about rural America in the abstract. We want to talk about individual problems, individual opportunities, individual challenges. And that's really done at the community level.
Yeah. I remember before my dad passed away, he would always say, John, it's not about how much money you make. It's not about how many file folders you push, whatever the case is. It's not about the marketplace you served. It's about the people and how you interact with them. That's what you'll be remembered for, is how you deal with other people. And that's sort of been this common denominator for Compeer and really everything it does. It's really about the people, right?
Absolutely. Really. Well, yeah. I mean, step away from the rural community work that we do, and you think about the way that our ag loan officers interact with their clients, right? They have deep relationships, sometimes generational relationships with farm families across our territory. It's the people. They know the people. They know the story. They know the goals. They know the business. And they're able to bring services and solutions to help, help those families thrive. That's exactly what we're trying to do with rural communities. We want to know the communities better. We want to know the people. We want to know the businesses. We want to know the opportunities, the dreams, the hopes. So we can help craft solutions. Some of those are solutions that we can deliver. Mm-hmm. Many of them are going to be solutions that we don't have the authority to deliver, but we certainly have the ability to find partners who can help solve those problems. And that's something we're committed and willing to do. We're willing to sort of lead in bringing others to help solve these problems, especially where we don't have the authority to do it, because our authority set is somewhat limited.
So that said, we know that status quo isn't working.
Absolutely.
We've talked about it so many times, Paul. Why isn't status quo working? And what is it about status quo that's not working right now from your point of view or your team's point of view? And then let's talk a little bit more about the creation of rural vitality and how it starts to get at that. But tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit on the last show, but you know, it's really, at least from my view, it's there's a lot of people with really good intentions trying to do really good things. The problem is from, I think, or maybe the opportunity, right? I maybe should talk about it that way. The opportunity is to connect those presently, disparate or siloed efforts and bring them together. Because there really is no one entity, whether it's Compeer or whether it's a community bank or whether it's Land O'Lakes or CHS or whomever, nobody can solve this on their own. And right now, I think the opportunity is there isn't enough effort to bring all of those different disparate points of view or efforts together. And that's really, from a strategic or kind of an overarching strategy, that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Right. So if we speak about that, we know that there's a lot of challenges in these rural communities, right? We know that daycare is a problem. We know that rural housing and affordability is a problem right now. Access to labor force has been really important issue that we've talked about. People care about living in those communities because of the value of the community itself. You can take leadership roles in those communities. There's so much there in living in rural America and living in rural communities. And I've lived there my whole life. And so I know exactly what we're talking about. You get a chance to coach. You get a chance to do all of these great things.
Right.
That's rural life. You get to go to church in your rural community with all the people from your neighborhood or whatever. That's rural life. And that's what we care about so deeply. But in order to make a difference, a new business entity had to grow out of all of this in order to begin to make a change. And tell us more about Rural Vitality, what it is and kind of how it envisions the future.
Yeah. So Rural Vitality at Compeer is really the it's the child of John Munson, really, and the work that he did, that you did for so many years. It really started with Compeer's efforts to leverage some pilot authority that our regulator, the Farm Credit Administration, had put in place to allow us to invest in bonds issued by hospitals, nursing homes, community facility projects. So we partner with USDA and their community facility loan guarantees and loan programs. And the entities that we work with, again, typically it's been healthcare related entities. They issue bonds and we're able to invest in those bonds along with community banks and others. That is work that you started, you led. Compeer's had a chance to be a part of over 100 different projects. I think it's about 112 different projects, $1.3 billion or something like that of total financing. So really exciting stuff in that space. The challenge for us is that our regulator has sort of dialed back some of our authority. And so now we can still do that work, but we have to go get case-by-case approval. We're working with Congress. We've got bipartisan and House and Senate bicameral support to give the farm credit system additional authority to be able to do even more in this space, along with community banks and others, permanent authority. So we won't have to, we'll have more certainty as we go to market and talk to not only healthcare providers, but daycare providers, public safety needs in rural communities, libraries, other essential community facilities. And so we're hoping that effort that you started so many years ago and the legislative effort that you led before you retired, once there is a farm bill, I'm still going to hold hope that there'll be a farm bill later this year.
There will be eventually.
That language is going to be there. That will then give us an opportunity to work with others across the farm credit system and other lenders, community banks, credit unions, whomever, to finance even more of these products. So that's kind of one piece of it. But that's not, we don't think that's enough because there are other needs that fall outside of that kind of community facility realm, really around rural business. And how can we help finance rural businesses? As a farm credit lender, we have somewhat limited authorities in terms of the business financing that we can do. But we think there are different structures, different ways, and different ways we can partner with others who do have authority. We think we can be a deal source, if you will. We can identify opportunities when communities are saying, hey, we need X, Y, or Z on Main Street. If we can't finance that, we believe we can help bring others to the table to finance that. And that's going to be really important for rural America. And we're looking forward to providing that leadership space. We don't have that named just yet. We're sort of using the name Capital Portal generically, but we're trying to figure out what we call that, because that's not just Compeer. Mm-hmm. That's truly a partnership effort. And that's not just Farm Credit. It's anybody who's willing to provide leadership and capital to help solve those challenges. And kind of the third piece that I want to talk about that falls under this rural vitality umbrella is what we've done as an organization really forever. And that's our board is committed to giving back. And so we have this last year 2024 we gave $5.8 million back through corporate giving through our Fund for Rural America, our donor advised fund. Those are dollars that come from Compeer's earnings. Our board commits 1% of our net earnings back to rural communities, and so we do whether it's community public safety grants, scholarships, 4-H, FFA, county fair buildings, all of those things. All of that together is what helps make rural communities, right? You need critical infrastructure. You need businesses on Main Street. And you need community amenities and things like public safety, the local county fair, FFA, 4-H, all of those things are so important to rural communities. And so that's kind of the whole umbrella, John, about what we're doing.
Yeah. And one of the cool things that does, and you speak about sort of the giving piece, it was designed to make a little dent at a time. It didn't make a big significant dent in any one organization, but over the course of time, it's made a huge dent in some of the needs. Who remembers about the shingles on a 4-H building at a local county fair? Who thinks about that? Who thinks about the local EMS department and their needs for a new fire hose or hats or equipment or whatever? Few people do, but Compeer does. And so they've made a really big dent over the course of time in some of those needs. And I think that's part of the best part of that story when you think about that giving. So that's a pretty unique vision when you think about all the community facility work that you're doing, the differences you're making in rural healthcare, for example, and what you're able to do if this legislation passes in the Farm Bill will, and you're saying it's bipartisan. So it looks like it should get through if we get a Farm Bill. Absolutely. It should get through. And then you've got this really Herculean task of sort of lifting rural businesses and all of their needs through new partnerships, really new partnerships and a whole new approach. That's another really big lift down the road for Compeer, but mostly for rural communities. So it's going to take this Rural America Capital team that we've talked about to be able to get it done. And then that corporate giving piece really just makes a difference where those needs are greatest.
Absolutely.
And for those that everybody else forgets about. And I think that's the coolest thing about Compeer, when we having worked there and having had the opportunity. But what I like best about it is, although I've had a hand in being able to help create some of this, it was an organizational effort and the passion behind it that made the biggest difference. And so it's been great. And
I got to really quick. So you talk about your organizational effort. One of the greatest things about working for Compeer is the level of energy and excitement. You brought a ton of passion leading this, but what's so cool is every one of our team members gets jazzed about this. They're excited.
Mm-hmm, they are.
So many of our team members live in rural communities. Many of our team members farm. Many of our team members have spouses who work in rural communities. They care about this. They're passionate about it. So when we talk about this internally at Compeer, boy, we hear all kinds of ideas, all kinds of excitement. The level of energy is already really high at Compeer. Yeah. When we talk about this, it gets even higher. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, exactly. They live it out.
Absolutely.
And when you live it out, you don't work a day, right?
Absolutely.
And that's exactly how it feels, or at least that's how it felt, at least for me and many others. So, and that gave rise to the podcast. And really, if it wasn't for Compeer, we wouldn't have this opportunity to sort of highlight and create visibility around some of these key issues that we're talking about today. Thanks, Compeer, for all that you do and all of the unique effort and leadership, because you're the only ones that are doing it this way. in rural America. And there is nobody else that attempts this the way that you do. And what's been amazing about the headwinds, whether it's regulatory or otherwise, you're relentless. And the more headwinds you feel, the more dedicated you are, the more the board digs in, the more the executive team supports the effort. And so thank you for that. That's big.
You know what gives me a lot of hope is exactly what you just referenced, the headwinds, right? And we have come through your leadership, John. We've been in 15 years of headwinds, and we've made great progress. Now we're at the precipice of having new authority in the Farm Bill that's going to further accelerate our efforts. And we're looking to build up this new effort around rural businesses and bring people together to help solve these challenges. We've faced these headwinds before. We've figured out how to persevere through them. Mm-hmm. And so I feel really confident that we're going to be able to do that. It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
It's not going to happen in 6 or 12 months. But I think if you and I have an opportunity to have a conversation like this in, I don't know, call it 6 years, we're going to be talking about some amazing stories and some amazing things that we've helped rural communities do, not just by ourselves, but with others. And it's such a cool opportunity.
Exactly. Paul, thank you, my friend. Wonderful having you here.
Good
and look forward to talking more to other Compeer folks down the road. And I have a feeling that over the next year or two, we'll have you back.
Awesome.
Thanks, John. Looking forward to it, Paul.
Good to see you.
Thank you.